KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Corolla with classic styling and offering up to 35 mpg, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer to explore all Corolla options. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, October 21st. Some UC San Diego students are getting a crash course on legal defense after being arrested during protest. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. In just a few months, MTS riders caught without a valid fare will be given a citation on the spot. The MTS board approved the change late last week. Currently, if someone is caught without a valid fare, MTS Security offers them the chance to buy a fare. But starting February 1st next year, riders in violation will be issued a citation on the spot. An analysis of MTS's fare collection estimated the agency lost up to $23 million in fare revenue because of violations between May 2022 and July of this year. The county's unemployment rate dropped last month compared to August. The rate went down by half a percentage point, bringing it to 4.6%. This time last year, the county's rate was slightly lower at 4.2%. But the county is still performing better than the state, which has seen an unemployment rate of nearly 5.3%. Fall in the county still feels a bit like summer for most areas as the weather continues to heat back up this week. Today in the inland areas, temperatures will be in the low 80s. In the mountains and by the coast, it'll be in the 70s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the low 90s. Temps will slightly increase each day through the end of the week. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Felt, Curator of Photography at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're pleased to welcome to San Diego Pre-Pictet Human, the latest exhibition from the world's leading award for photography and sustainability. The Museum of Photographic Arts at the San Diego Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue on the international tour of Pre-Pictet Human. See work by 12 shortlisted photographers, including the award-winner Indian photographer Gauri Gill, in the celebrated exhibition Exploring Human Experiences. Pre-Pictet Human is on view now through December 15, 2024 at MOPA at SDMA in Balboa Park. Learn more at mopa.org.
College students across the state were arrested this year protesting university investments supporting Israel. Reporter Katie Heisen says UCSD students are getting a crash course on legal defense.
In May, UCSD police arrested 60 student protesters. Annie Rios is the pro bono attorney coordinating their defense.
I accepted the task, not knowing that we'd be here 4 months later.
She says most California students were basically settling with their schools, showing remorse in exchange for lighter punishment. Her brain was racing.
One, can the school prove this, what they're alleging happened? And two, if the students accept responsibility, although it may be easier for them, in the long term, will this open them up to any kind of criminal liability?
She asked if they wanted to fight the charges. All 60 agreed. Dozens more attorneys and faculty members stepped in to help.
They were ready to steamroll them, thinking that they weren't going to have a community behind them.
UCSD responded to interview requests with a written statement. It supports free speech, but calls the May protest an illegal encampment and safety risk. Says the camp denied entry to a fire marshal and a health inspector, and they found some items that could be used as weapons, including a sword and bear spray. They wouldn't comment on individual cases. Rios doesn't think they have enough evidence.
None of it is personal. It's very much a description of group activities. The group was on the lawn. The group refused police instructions. The group.
If a written report is used against a student, a witness has to back it. And the student can choose to cross-examine them. In this case, the witness was a police officer.
honestly, what went through my mind is this is going to be so hard. I don't know who in their right mind would choose this.
Nearly all the students did. So she held boot camps.
What would happen if the witness said this? How do you do a cross-examination? Down to me actually showing video clips of my cousin Vinny.
Max Sklar was among them. They're Jewish, wear a keffiyeh, the Star of David, and a shirt that says, "Not in our name." Like the rest of the students, the school put a hold on Sklar's degree. Fighting the charges would prolong that. But to Sklar, it's a matter of principle.
It's David versus Goliath. And it's a really big giant, but, you know, eventually David won.
They say the arrest report was copy-pasted for all the students. And the witness wasn't the officer who arrested Sklar.
I had actually never seen this guy. He had never seen me.
Sklar says they got him to admit he hadn't even read the report and wasn't a suitable witness.
It was one of those, like, gotcha moments.
Lawyers aren't allowed to speak at student conduct hearings, but they can send messages.
I am losing my mind. I am caps locking to Max. I can't believe you just got that.
Rio says one officer's allegations were false and bizarre.
The students had sharpened bits of wood into spears, that they had urine in gallons, and saying what I would consider particularly racist things, that the Black Panther Party of San Diego was here teaching the students tactical warfare and chokeholds. You're posing them as more dangerous than what they were for the purpose of having people fear them.
About a dozen students have gone through the process so far. She says regardless of their charges, they're all getting the same punishment. 1 year academic probation, 15 hours of community service, and a decision-making course that asks questions like, how did you harm the university?
I kind of was just like, a lot of us were harmed more by seeing their fellow students be arrested.
If the university decides Sklar's answers aren't good enough, they could tell them to redo it. Sklar needs their degree to apply for grad school. They want to become a therapist for incarcerated people. They say the effects of this will linger. Rios agrees.
There are students who have had suicidal ideation. There are students that weren't able to go home because they didn't know how to tell their parents that they had been arrested.
She's worried probation will discourage free speech.
And I think that's done on purpose.
Hadiyah Anaya is another arrested student. She says including her Palestinian ethnicity on her UCSD application was a risk, but she was accepted.
I was so, like, excited and motivated and able to express a part of me that I've hidden for over 20 years.
Having to prove she's not a threat to the school soured that. But she says she won't stop calling on them to divest from Israel.
My voice will always come back. It's going to be a ringtone in Chancellor Kozla's ears.
She plans to become a lawyer, like Rios. First, she'll need the school to grant her degree. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Young adults with disabilities are gaining valuable work experience while helping shelter dogs become more adoptable. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco brings us this story about a program making a difference on both ends of the leash.
My name is D'Angelo. I've been working here for maybe 3 years now. Helping all these dogs is my goal in life, because every single one of these dogs here and other animals deserve a loving home and a caring family.
My name is Rachel Borelli. I'm the interim assistant director at the County of San Diego Animal Services. So we have 40 adults with special needs that come into the shelter 5 days a week. They do tasks from laundry, making treats for the dogs, walking the dogs, helping with socialization, because a lot of people are scared to give adults with special needs job experience. But we at Animal Services, we noticed that the incredible benefit that it was not only to our animals, but to the adults that were coming in.
You got the zooming.
D'Angelo is a perfect example. He came in 3 years ago, super shy, super withdrawn. So we've seen tremendous growth in him, and he would be a perfect candidate to be an animal care attendant once he gets, you know, enough experience.
It makes me feel confident in life. My family's proud of me because my mom especially wanted me to get a job here, and I told her I'm working my best to get a job so I can help all these animals get a home.
San Diego Comic Fest may live in the shadow of the supersized San Diego Comic-Con, but arts reporter Beth Alcamando says it plays a vital role in pop culture.
San Diego Comic Fest was designed to stay small.
I really do feel like Comic Fest punches above its weight in terms of the talent, the enthusiasm, and the programming.
That's Alonzo Nunez, board president for Comic Fest.
For a pure kind of grassroots comic experience, there's nothing quite like San Diego Comic Fest. It was started by Mike Towery in 2012, one of the original founders of Comic-Con. We took a couple years off to do some fundraising post-pandemic, but we are back and I think stronger than ever.
Part of the reason for the break was not being able to find an affordable venue. This year, Comic Fest has happily landed in North County at the Westin Carlsbad Resort and Spa. The convention will be celebrating the centennials of Mad Magazine founder Harvey Kurtzman and Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling. There'll be panels dedicated to both men, along with programming on comics, games, and pop culture. Attendees can also enjoy an artist alley, small press area, and dealer's room, all in the laid-back, no-lines atmosphere of what organizers call the friendly, intimate Comic-Con experience. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Comic Fest runs this Friday through Sunday. San Diego's own Hannah Shaw is known to millions as Kitten Lady. She has a new book out with her husband, photographer Andrew Martilla. Cats of the World features essays and photos that explore the bond between felines and humans around the globe, highlighting the history and culture that shape cat care in each region. Shaw says the book is built on a foundation of humanity and kindness.
Sometimes people can feel very divided by culture and by where we live. There are things that really unify us, and compassion is definitely one of them. There's not a place on earth that we tried to go that we couldn't find someone who is doing something kind for cats.
The authors will discuss and sign copies today at 7 p.m. at the San Diego Central Library downtown. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Project Blank, presenting the West Coast premiere of Reservoir 2, Intrusion, by American composer Sarah Hennies, featuring a constellation of voices, flute, and light. This installation performance takes place in the vaulted spaces at St. Paul's Cathedral. Tickets at projectblanksd.org.